Well, also, there's the issue of whether or not adding bevacizumab to an anthracycline would improve the anti-tumor effect. I mean, these women have locally advanced breast cancer, mm-hmm. which is not a good disease. Any thoughts about, I mean, even taking a step back, how do you think bevacizumab works? And do you think it's likely that it might be helpful to add from an anti-tumor perspective to the anthracycline, as Dr. Sledge suggested, maybe for the first half or whatever?
Yeah, it's certainly possible. I think what one would guess is that you might see an additive effect. I think most of us do believe that bevacizumab is a drug that's acting pretty specifically on the VEGF target, more specifically than the small molecules like Sutent, which have multiple targets. And certainly VEGF is playing a role as a component of a survival signal that allows cells to survive injury from a variety of drugs, including the anthracyclines. But I think the strongest rationale for potential synergy comes when you're giving a chemotherapy program, either weekly paclitaxel or our so-called metronomic version of AC, for which you have reason to believe that the program itself is anti-angiogenic, because there you would expect to have a double hit on the same pathway through a different mechanism of action.
You mentioned that VEGF is involved in cell survival.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? I haven't heard that before.
Well, I think that when you trigger the anti-apoptotic pathway through PI3 kinase and AKT, one of the molecules that's upregulated very quickly is VEGF. And of course, that's not the only way you can get VEGF upregulated. You can get it upregulated through hypoxic stimuli, through HIF-1 alpha, and so on. But being able to generate new blood vessels, if you think about it kind of simplistically, ought to be a way that cancers are able to improve their survivability by improving their blood supply.
Also, is the question of whether or not, I think one of the things about the NCI neoadjuvant study that was somewhat of a surprise was the finding of a lot of VEGF receptors on the tumor cells themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know to what extent bevacizumab is affecting the stroma as opposed to the tumor cells?
No, I think this is very much an open question. What the relative role of anti-tumor effect expressed through a direct effect on tumor cells is. Certainly the working dogma right now is that the primary effects are mediated through effects on endothelial cells. But you're right, there are VEGF receptors on tumor cells. Those receptors probably are playing some role.